Michael Parenti's theory of history could be called street Marxism. He has said of the ruling classes that the only thing they want is all the wealth. And as a consequence,
wealth creates poverty, and the labor of the poor creates wealth. You can't have rich people without having poor people.
This simple observation, he notes, is strangely foreign to Americans. He explains the two prevailing definitions of class.
In this country, it's not that people ignore the class issue. They are totally blind to it in many instances. Well, there are two ways of looking at class. Most of the people look at class as a social and demographic trait related to income, lifestyle, status. Also, you should look at class, though, as a relationship having to do with political economic power. That's what class is. There's no such thing as a plutocratic class unless you have workers.
So then, what is culture, and what role does it play in this fundamental antagonism? Michael Parenti thinks that issues like abortion and same-sex marriage have a similar function as racial inequality and are utilized by the ruling class to distract working people from pursuing their own interest. Similarly, imperialism creates ethnic rivalries to achieve its purposes.
Here was a country that still had 80% of its economy publicly owned. Yugoslavia is a dramatic example of Western intelligence forces supporting, with guns, huge sums of money, the most retrograde secessionist elements. In Kosovo, they backed the KLA, which was heavily involved in drugs and terrorism. In Croatia, it was Franz Tuđman, ex-Ustasi Nazi. In Bosnia, Izetbegovic was in the Muslim Hitler Youth. These were the leaders that the U.S., in the battle for democracy, brought to the fore.
This then leads Dr. Parenti to take a somewhat surprising position.
Self-determination sounds good. I'm against it. I do not believe that any polity should be organized exclusively around ethnicity. They should all be secular and should all be multicultural. I don't believe that ethnicity should be the determining factor in citizenship. You should be a citizen no matter what your background is.
For Michael Parenti, however, there is legitimacy to cultural struggle as long as one keeps the big picture in mind.
Now, there's nothing wrong with treating class, race, gender, and culture as distinct from each other. The mistake is to consider them unconnected, mutually exclusive, and in some kind of competition. In regard to many issues, they are interrelated and they're part of the same overall systemic dynamic. And that's the point. That's my theme.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.